This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A property dispute in northern Custer County ended Monday with three people dead and a fourth in critical condition. Authorities say the suspect is still at large. The shelter-in-place order for parts of Chaffee County has been lifted. 45-year-old Hanmi Clark was last seen driving a silver Ram truck with the Colorado license plate BHLK27. Officials say he is likely armed. This year's Trans Day of Remembrance coincides with the one-year mark since the Club Q shooting. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that memorials continued in Colorado Springs yesterday to honor the five people killed and the dozens injured.
When trans rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Dozens showed for the midday event at Acacia Park in downtown Colorado Springs. It was one of several events marking both the shooting and the Day of Remembrance. Speakers took time to acknowledge the lives of Kelly Loving and Daniel Aston, the transgender victims of the Club Q shooting. Here's Z. Williams, co-director of the Denver-based social justice legal center, Bread and Roses.
Those two lives were stolen from us 1 year ago today, but there's something that cannot be stolen from us, and that is the work that they started, the work that they did, and the passion that they light in us.
In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Interstate 70 toll lanes through the mountains will be open this holiday season. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
You know those two narrow toll lanes that stretch between Empire and Idaho Springs in the mountains? The federal government keeps them closed much of the year because they aren't quite regulation width. Well, the state announced this week that it's going to keep them open through the end of this week and from December 23rd through January 1st. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.